Okay, Vincent, I'd like you to make yourself as comfortable as possible. Shuffle yourself around, get into the most comfy position you can, and just concentrate on the sound of my voice. And as you allow your eyes to close normally and naturally and begin by drawing in a long, slow, deep breath, and then releasing it all and relaxing, just breathing in, and then releasing and relaxing and letting go. I want you to let go now, breathing calmly and comfortably. There's no counting necessary. I'm going to guide you on this journey of self-discovery and self-change, a journey that you might find most beneficial to your overall well-being. So we're going to start this calming experience by first relaxing the whole body-mind system. Now, it's true to say that the simple act of relaxing the body and mind has a positive knock-on effect, because how you think determines how you feel. How you feel influences the world around you, and how you choose to think today affects all tomorrows. So to make my assurances your living reality, let's just begin now by focusing your attention right there at the top of your head. Now, tension often starts in the scalp or around the neck. So I want you to just mentally and physically allow all the muscles around the top of your head to start to relax, letting all the tension simply dissolve as you begin to tune in to your body-mind system and relax. Let any tension you might be holding just release. Allow your brain to relax, the left, the right lobes of the brain just completely relaxing. Such a simple thought, and yet so profound. Just letting go. Drifting further down, nobody wanting anything, nobody needing anything. Right now, this is your time to relax. And just taking that relaxation down into the face now, just letting all your face muscles go loose. Feel your brow relax, your forehead smoothing out, the back of your eyes relaxing, the tiny muscles around your eyes and eyelids down there into the cheeks, into the jaw muscles, just releasing and letting go. Even allowing your tongue to fall away from the roof of your mouth if it's up there. And should you need to swallow at any time, just do that. And drift down deeper into this calm relaxation. And the more you physically relax, the more you can mentally relax. And when you can mentally relax, you can think more clearly. And when you think more clearly, your life becomes clearer. So just noticing now how your neck feels, relaxing all the muscles there, letting go of the strain and the tensions that you may be holding on to in those shoulder muscles. Imagine all of your cares or worries just rolling down off those shoulders as you take that relaxation down now into the tops of your arms and letting any tension you may be holding on to just drain away. As you think on down through your upper arms, down past those elbows, all the muscles in your forearms, right the way down to your wrists, into the hands, all the way down to the tips of the fingers, tips of the thumbs, your arms just feeling so heavy, your body so comfortable. Nothing whatsoever to do but relax. Just letting go of all those muscles, calming, a gentle release. Just tuning into the feeling of simply letting go into this moment. As you become aware of your breathing, notice how you're breathing steadily and slowly, methodically. And with each exhale, feel yourself relaxing a little more deeply. Permit any tension in that chest area to simply drain away. letting go completely and totally, bringing your awareness into your stomach now. And letting all of those stomach muscles just relax. And as you do so, I want you to imagine a ball of sunlight coming down into your stomach by the way of your head. Visualize this healing energy passing down through the top of your head, passing your throat, down into your chest, down into your stomach. For it's not your heart or your head that rule your emotions. Sometimes it's your stomach. So see and feel this sunlight just swirling around in there, glowing, warming, soothing, healing as you release, relax, and drift down. And in that imagination, send that healing sunlight energy out now to every nerve, every cell, every bone, every muscle and fiber and system in your entire body. Just feel that healing sunlight energy flowing into your bloodstream. And leave it right there, because it knows what to do. As you continue to take that relaxation round into your back muscles, from your back muscles, relaxing all of those muscles either side of the spine, just releasing and letting go of tension, relaxing down into that waist, the muscles of your lower stomach, down into the pelvic area, right the way through into the thigh muscles, down to your knees, shins and calves. Just allowing all those areas of the body to relax and let go, so relaxed and heavy and comfortable, tuning into that feeling of comfort. As you think on down into your ankles, into the feet, right down to the tips of your toes, all the muscles of your body just simply relaxed, feeling lazy and comfortable, centered and in control. And if there are any areas of the body that still feel tight or tense, you'll find that you can relax them simply by giving yourself permission to do so. I want you to send out a message from your mind into all the internal organs too. Heart, kidney, liver, other systems of the body, send out a message that it's time to relax right now. It's time to relax. And at this point, I want to give you just a few moments to simply sit within this relaxation. Going nowhere, doing nothing, just being. Perhaps able to feel the physical sensations throughout your entire body. And as you relax, your mind can become more and more aware of this sensation, this foundation, this starting point for our journey. And now taking the first step into that journey. Any journey, it requires motivation. And motivation is that magic ingredient that gets you where you want to be in life. When you're highly motivated to get something done, it suddenly becomes easier to get into the flow. And if your motivation is lacking and you need a little boost, you may need to rediscover what motivates you. Now, there are many ways you can motivate yourself. Rediscovering and harnessing that motivation, it might actually be the key to living a much happier life. Rediscovering your motivation can help you succeed in nearly every area of life. Every part, from health to a level of fitness, to the way you eat, the way you move, the way you think. It can help you to stay focused on important goals. Staying motivated means that your energy remains high and is being put to good use. If you want to rediscover that motivation, you're in the right place. Let's get it kick-started now. Now, I don't necessarily see this moment as a traditional meditation, but more of a lively motivational talk, a pep talk, if you might. So you might want to allow those eyes to remain comfortably closed as you let my words flow through your alert mind and body. Motivation is an internal state. It induces you to engage in particular behaviors. It's the innate force that causes you to act. It's your get up and go. And without motivation, you feel like you're dragging through life. When you're motivated, you are on fire for life. You leap out of bed with a smile, ready to attack the day. When you're motivated, you're excited to do things. Motivation can make the difference between success and failure. So now you're rediscovering that motivation, so that you can begin to live your best life. And now that you're deeply relaxed, but still alert and listening, you're now ready to make some positive changes in life, and you have all the tools you need. Because being motivated is a mindset. It's an attitude. When you feel motivated, everything in life starts flowing in a more positive direction. So, as we begin, it's important to focus on an intention. To focus on something you might need to feel a little more motivated about. And I want you to think about that right now for a moment. Which area of your life could use a boost of motivational power? Now, this can be any goal. It can be a goal to exercise more, to eat healthier, to find a more satisfying job, to become more social perhaps. I don't know, but it's up to you. I want you to think of something you really, really want to achieve. As major or as simple as it might be. And I want you to make that connection between the thing you want to accomplish and a strong emotional feeling of desire. For example, if you want to exercise more and eat more healthily, you might imagine yourself working out at the gym or feeling great at the same time, or jogging around the park, breathing in fresh air. You might visualize yourself cooking healthier meals, or trying on new clothes to fit your new body. It's up to you. If your motivation is focused on getting a better paid or more satisfying job, then imagine yourself right now immersed in the exact kind of work that really feeds your soul. See yourself in the exact situation you want to achieve, and feel the state of mind you would be in, having already achieved that important goal, whatever it is to you. Notice how good this moment feels as you experience it. When you get motivated, everything begins to change. You can create whatever life you really desire, because you have this great source of power within you, your own internal motivation. And that can be tapped into, that sense of motivation, anytime you want. Because everything in life is about building that powerful state of mind. And when this sense of motivation comes from within, anything's possible. Anything at all. When you are able to control your mind, everything fits together. And today you're making these changes and finding that courage to get motivated. I want you to keep channeling those good, positive, happy feelings. The feelings that you feel really deep down when you think of some important goals. Feel that kind of happiness, that joy bubbling up from deep inside you now. keep on focusing on what kind of things motivate you. Be honest with yourself and really think about that. And remember, money, it's not necessarily a motivator. The opportunity that money brings, what that money allows you to buy or do, that's what really motivates people. It's the opportunity. What kind of things or activities help you live life in the flow? What do you love doing? What do you love being? What do you love having? What do you love creating? I want you to ask yourself, when am I the most happy? What kind of things do you love doing in your spare time? Find that motivation within now and use it to help you get into that flow moment right now. Use it as your own personal magic dust, because motivation is like a fire that lights up your soul. I want you to picture yourself, imagine yourself, visualize yourself rediscovering that motivation right now. Feel that freedom you now have. That freedom of expression, the authenticity, the truth, the prosperity, even the abundance. Feel that big smile that's allowed to come to your face when you're highly motivated, when you're doing what you absolutely love doing, when you're in the groove. Feel those positive feelings and let them flow all the way through you right now. That electric tingling feeling that flows through your soul. And at the same time, focus on that intention that you have. Focus on the intention that you want to achieve. Feel that motivation from within. Imagine yourself literally jumping out of bed and getting inspired every moment of every day. Focus on how it feels to feel good once again. To wake up motivated and inspired to tackle the challenges, whatever the day brings. Rediscovering that motivation for life now, this is your natural state of being. So let's do some mental rehearsal so that we can supercharge the motivation. Just a few steps. The first being that I want you to ask yourself a question in your mind. What do you really want in life? What is it that you really desire? When you get really clear on your goals, it becomes much easier to feel that motivation from within. I want you to think back. Think back to one of those defining moments in your life, a time when you felt on top of the world, fearless, certain, a time when you vibrated with a sense of aliveness, when you felt motivated and inspired to achieve anything. Tap into that feeling. Like I've said, it might even feel like electricity flowing through you, because this is a time when you felt inspired. You were on fire for life, a time when you were bursting with creativity and brilliant ideas. It's a time when you experienced perfect clarity of thought. You were in control, as though you were tasting a brand new level of freedom and possibility. I want you to be there now and notice how this moment feels. Notice what's different. Imagine yourself thriving, living life to its absolute fullest. Because the truth is that you deserve this fulfilling life. A life where you're motivated every day to live that best life. Now I want you to picture yourself at that moment when you've rediscovered that motivation. Breathe deeply now and focus on your intention. What is it that you want to be or do or have or achieve? See yourself thriving at whatever the challenge is. immerse yourself in this mental rehearsal. See yourself doing whatever it is you really want to do or achieve. Be inside of that moment of freedom. And make whatever you focus on bigger, bolder, and brighter. Turn up those colours, make them more vibrant, and literally step into this new future in your mind where you've achieved these goals, where you've reached and overcome the challenge, where you've rediscovered that motivation, and now you're heading into success. You've accomplished something. And now I want you to picture a point in the future. Imagine a time in the future, let's even say a couple of months down the road. And whisk yourself off there right now. Teleport yourself a couple of months into the future. And imagine everything you can see, everything you can hear, everything you can feel. You're at that moment in time, just a few months from now, in the future. And the more detailed you get in your mind, the more real it becomes. Because I want you to decide right now who you really want to be. Going forward, who do you want to be? And in the same moment, I want you to let go of the past. From now on, you are motivated, inspired to achieve goals. You're doing what you love. And in doing that, you become richly rewarded. You know this change has an impact on life. And it will continue to work for you and lead you to bigger and better, more exciting opportunities for you to share your gifts with the world. And I'd like you to let these words, these ideas, these sentiments soak deep down into your mind and body, all the way down to the deepest levels of your core, down to your very soul, to be heard and felt and processed almost at an energetic level. Because the most important words that you will ever hear, the most powerful words that will ever influence your life, are the words you say to yourself. Those words that you tell yourself, the stories that you tell yourself, the excuses you tell yourself, the encouragements, or the negativity that you speak within your mind has the ultimate power over you. So it's time now to return to being the master of your body and the captain of your mind, the keeper of your soul. It's time to become your own best friend once again to allow your spirit to set free. Because chances are that at some point in your history, something's gone wrong. And you've taken that disappointment personally. Perhaps for some time now, you may have experienced a certain reluctance, maybe to embark on new projects, or to try to do new things that you feel maybe are outside of your comfort zone. And when you do participate, maybe you're haunted by a belief that you're going to fail. Now, this fear has sometimes stopped you from enjoying the process of experimenting in order to achieve goals. Perhaps when you did succeed, you had an unsettling feeling that you didn't deserve that success, or it was down to just luck. Well, it's time to change all of that. It's time to recap on everything that we've learned, to obliterate the most obvious obstacles stopping you. The fear of failure. So you've now progressively relaxed your body, all the way down from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, stepped into a clear mind and a relaxed body, ignited these motivations. So instead of doubting your own ability now, you can approach everything you do with a feeling of confidence and an expectation that you can and will succeed. And that's because any success you achieve, it's not selfish. Any success you achieve gives you the ability, the confidence, and the motivation to help others too, to inspire them. Your success allows this planet to become a better place. So go for it. As babies, we were all born into this world. We took our first breath. We gave the first heart-melting smile. Those fortunate enough learned to crawl, took our first steps, eventually walked. We then learned to talk, to run, to dance, to sing. There seemed no limit to what we could do. We didn't worry about failing, letting people down. We were on an adventure. We were discovering. We just did what came instinctively and naturally to us. And we learned all sorts of skills. Even if it meant we had to practice and practice and practice, we eventually got most of them right. Eventually, those skills, learning to speak, to read, to write, to handle money, to get along socially with others, became deeply embedded. And we could perform these activities automatically. You didn't worry about failing. If you made a mistake, you just tried again until you succeeded. You learned as you went along. Any little accidents, incidents, minor mistakes along the way were soon conquered as you mastered your goals. And you still have those capabilities. However, if you're the unfortunate position of being overly criticized instead of encouraged, or if you were ridiculed or scared or feel any other negative emotions connected to achieving, then that natural inner confidence, it can soon ebb away. You might simply need to be reminded that you are just as capable as anyone else. In some cases, you may be even more capable, because along the way you've needed to develop extra skills or extra resilience, extra ways of protecting yourself. There could be many reasons why you just simply did not believe in your ability to succeed. I don't know your exact personal situation, but I do know that you, along with every other person who has a similar advantage in life, has the ability to succeed. Providing, of course, that it's something that's physically possible. Now, there can be many other factors at play. Social standing, wealth can stand in the way of personal achievements. Even those who live challenging lives can accomplish much given the right frame of mind. A fear of failure, it could perhaps be a result of formative years. Maybe you were chastised or embarrassed in some way, maybe when you made a mistake. Or people with a strong influence in your life maybe expected you to be perfect in whatever you did. Maybe they showed disapproval if you didn't meet their expectations. Perhaps you felt that others' expectations were too high on you. I can't know exactly what happened to you, but your inner mind knows. It knows everything there is to know about you. So it's time to just let go of any self-doubt, any fear of failure. Now, it's true to say that at some point in life, you accepted negative suggestion from around you. You became negatively conditioned, maybe to shy away from things, or to think negatively of yourself, or to step back from taking charge of a situation. So as you've already proven to yourself that you can accept negative suggestion through conditioning your own thoughts, then it stands to reason that you can accept positive suggestions. You just need to start reprogramming your mind for success. That's right, for success. Because deep down, you know you can succeed in almost anything you do. And of course, if by any remote chance you don't do quite as well as you'd hoped, it doesn't matter because there's next time. Your effort becomes a powerful learning experience. Just like the little baby who, taking one of those first unaided steps, falls onto its backside. Then it pulls itself up again. You know you can expect to succeed. Because you're an amazing human being. You are unique, one of a kind. And you were born with an intuitive sense of adventure and curiosity, so now you can claim back what's rightfully yours. The right to explore new ideas, to try out new things, to discover what's right for you and what isn't. And when it's not the right thing for you, it doesn't matter because you tried. You had a go. You had an experience. And you know that if this is something that's important to you, you will soon succeed because you won't give up. You don't think about failing anymore. It doesn't even cross your mind. From now on, you have new keywords in that mind. A blueprint for success. You tell yourself every single day, you say, I can do it. I can do whatever I set out to do. And very soon after hearing these words, I can do it, perhaps in a few minutes, perhaps in an hour, perhaps sometimes over the next couple of days. In fact, I want you to write down these four short words on a piece of paper or card. I want you to write down, I can do it. And I want you to carry those words around. Carry them around somewhere, in a wallet if you carry a wallet, on the back of a business card if you do that, on your phone. Carry them around in your head. I can do it. I can do whatever I set my mind to. The words, I can do it, they become your keywords for a post-hypnotic conditioned response. These are your trigger words. I can do it. You know that you can do it. You can do anything you set your mind to if it's humanly possible and safe to do so. You can do it now without a fear of failure, without feelings of doing anything wrong or doubts about your own ability. Because you're kinder to yourself. If you make a mistake, it's fine. It's not a failure, it's now feedback. You've learned something. That's how we learn from feedback. And you can forgive yourself easily because now there is nothing really to forgive. You're trying again, and that's brave and courageous. Just remember, it's not always absolutely reaching that destination that counts. There's also the enjoyment from the journey on its way. And it's fun to try out new things and know that you can succeed. You have the ability, plenty of ability, and you believe in yourself now, wholeheartedly, because you know you can do it. So you do. From this moment forward, you find yourself beginning to think differently about attempting new ventures. If you really want to do something, then you do it. Do it. As long as it doesn't involve harming someone or something else or yourself, it doesn't matter. Because you have every right to express your own ideas, to attempt new things, and whether you succeed or not, you can feel happy that you had a go. And that makes you feel good. It makes you feel proud of yourself for overcoming that old fear of failure. From now on, you can expect to succeed and enjoy the journey. And of course, because you expect to succeed, you usually do. And this reinforces your confidence in your own ability. Now, as that confidence increases, you find yourself becoming far more relaxed in situations that may have previously wound you up. You can approach new tasks with enthusiasm and an expectation to succeed, and this delights you and in all those around you who perhaps know how you used to feel. And you'll continue to allow the release of that past version of yourself safely and quietly. The release of all the old responses will process gradually at a speed that's right for you. As you, right here and now, get ready to return to this moment, the present, where you'll become once again wide awake and alert, feeling amazing inside, perhaps feeling better than you've done for a long, long time, feeling excited and energized about your adventure ahead. So here we go with the numbers 1 to 5. 1, slowly becoming aware of the sensations deep within you. 2, feeling that energy pulsing its way through your body. 3, from the top of your head, that energy flowing through your body down to the tips of your toes, feeling good inside and waking a little bit more. 4, breathing in refreshing energy, filling up that body. And 5, wide awake, eyes open, take a nice deep breath. Welcome back.